Actor Carol O'Connor died yesterday of a heart attack in California. Although he had a long career in television, movies, and theater, O'Connor will be remembered best for playing Archie Bunker on CBS's long-running 70s sitcom All in the Family. From Los Angeles, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
It's not uncommon for an actor to be associated with one role, but it's rare for one part to change the country as much as it changes an actor's career. Archie Bunker was that kind of character.
I see you're interested in our space program.
Oh, yeah, that's a genuine facsimile there with the Apollo 14 insignia. That's the thing that separates the U.S. of vape and the red chinks and all the mother losers.
Archie Bunker. Even to those who never saw All in the Family during its original 1971-79 run, the name still has resonance. Archie was the archetype of the white, blue-collar American bigot at a time when men like him were feeling under assault in a rapidly changing society. He was the rare primetime anti-hero, the predecessor to Homer Simpson and Tony Soprano. Archie said things that perhaps many felt, but which had rarely been heard on television before.
An item said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Now, there it is, in black and white. We didn't crawl out from under no rocks. We didn't have no tails. And we didn't come from monkeys, you atheistic pinko meathead.
Archie Bunker called his son-in-law Meathead and Polak, treated his wife like an idiot, and spewed racial epithets with nearly every breath. And yet somehow, actor Carol O'Connor endowed the character with so much humanity that even viewers who hated what Archie said still liked him.
The cliche was that Archie Bunker was a lovable bigot.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly and a regular contributor to NPR's Fresh Air.
I think that Carol O'Connor's genius in the role was to go far beyond that and to make you understand why a working class, white, middle-aged man of that generation might hold the ugly opinions that he did, and as the series progressed, allowed Archie to come to some kind of understanding of why he held the beliefs he did and why they were wrong.
It's hard to remember today how shocking All in the Family was in 1971. Based on a similar British series, it took on sensitive issues of race, politics, and gender equality that even news shows, let alone other sitcoms, found too controversial. And in the center of it all sat Archie Bunker in his decaying easy chair, struggling to cope with strange new phenomena like his black neighbors, the Jeffersons.
Well, I mean, God is white, ain't he? What makes you think God isn't black? Well, because I was made in God's image. And you'll note that I ain't black.
Well, don't complain to me about it.
Even though he seemed to inhabit the role of Archie, Carol O'Connor could hardly have been more different from his alter ego. Although he, like Archie, grew up in the New York borough of Queens, he came from a well-off family that often socialized with different ethnic groups. "I never heard Archie's kind of talk in my own family," he once told an interviewer. In another interview, he said the funny thing about Archie was that he wouldn't change his mind. "The world was a painful place to him," said O'Connor, "and because it was painful to him, it was funny to you." In the 80s, O'Connor appeared in two more TV series, Archie Bunker's Place and In the Heat of the Night. But his personal life was touched by tragedy. His son Hugh, who battled with drug and alcohol addiction, took his own life in 1995. Instead of withdrawing, O'Connor became a public crusader against drug abuse. Again, critic Ken Tucker.
Unlike a lot of people who do that kind of grieving in public, it wasn't self-serving in any way. It was an act of enormous generosity, I think, that was a great comfort to many, many people and to him.
Carol O'Connor died of a heart attack yesterday at a hospital near Los Angeles. He was 76. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.